About 50,000 have come since last year, about 35,000 this year, and most have come overland through South Sudan. And it's interesting, these Sudanese refugees tend to be urban in nature, and so they've decided not to stop in South Sudan. And admittedly, South Sudan does host a large group of Sudanese refugees, I think about 500,000. But Uganda has really progressive refugee policies that would allow refugees to be able to work, to access the education system. And so many refugees continue through South Sudan and into Uganda. So
you think it's like more economic base that they pass through South Sudan and keep on going?
I think it's a mixture of factors, to be honest with you. I think that definitely it's going to have more opportunities in Uganda, and it's going to be kinder, much harder to get to. And so it's an effort to come all the way through South Sudan, which is a big country with poor infrastructure. But obviously the opportunities here when they come are potentially more.
When the refugees arrive in Uganda from their trip, however many days it takes them, what kind of condition are these refugees in?
Yeah, it's interesting. We meet about 90% of the refugees come overland, and we meet them at the border. Most of them come through a border point in northern Uganda called Elegu. There's a small team that meet them. Medical Teams International, our role is to provide health screening. And what we found is often it's been a hard journey. And so many of them have picked up ailments on the way. We had cholera earlier in the year brought about. And it was interesting. Our team in Sudan had been running a program and had been encountering a lot of cholera. And so they were already warning us that it may turn up, and it did. And a number of other things, measles, meningitis, I think, was another one that came. So we screen, and we try and address those issues. And then
you automatically screen for those things, even if they don't show symptoms?
Yes, we do. Yeah, no, we do. And it's a part of, you know, obviously keeping the population of Uganda also safe. We also work on the border with Congo and of DRC, and we have similar issues having to manage disease outbreaks coming from those pretty challenging environments in South Sudan and in DRC. So, you know, we have to deal with quite a few outbreaks that come that way. So the refugees are gathered at the border, and every day a transport runs for about an hour. It's about an hour's journey to the reception center where the refugees would be processed and screened at a deeper level. Dealing with issues also such as malnutrition, which on a long journey may have set in, and the nutritional intake of the refugees in transit might not have been very good. So then once they're processed, and after a short time, it's supposed to be a few days, but normally it's a couple of weeks, the refugees are sent to a longer-term settlement.